It's a nearly $18 million purchase for the 158-acre Osgathorpe Heritage Farm. The Osgathorpe family donated $3.9 million, individuals contributed $4.5 million, and $500,000 came from Summit County. $8.8 million will come from NRCS, the National Resources Conservation Service. This program provides financial and technical support for American farmers and ranchers to place land under agricultural easements. The financial assistance obtained through this program is critical to the Summit Land Conservancy successfully securing open space throughout the county. An enduring effort to conserve the Osgathorpe Farm on Old Ranch Road in the Snyderville Basin is about to end. Executive Director of Summit Land Conservancy, Cheryl Fox, says her team is calling the NRCS every day.
Our partners at the NRCS have continued to do their, they have a list of things they have to check off the boxes. We have all the other money, it's sitting in an escrow account, literally any day now. But we do have two more NRCS program projects in eastern Summit County. One is about almost 900 acres in Chalk Creek, and another is 90 acres on the Weber River. Both of those we hope to close in 2019.
Utah Open Lands continues to raise money to place the Armstrong Snow Ranch pastures at the base of Thanes Canyon into an agricultural easement. Summit Land is working to help that endeavor. Utah Open Lands needs to raise a little under $1.5 million in the coming weeks.
Letting people know that it is not saved, you know, there's misconception about that. You know, these are complicated transactions. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of players. We want to help let people know that it is not saved yet. They've got about another 6 weeks to go to raise the money. So people should visit utahopenlands.org, or they can call our office, they can visit our website, they can email me, and I'm happy to give them more information.
There are a handful of openings this summer at the Land Conservancy. All are paid, some are internships, and one is an AmeriCorps position.
So we got a grant from the Park City Board of Realtors to have an internship with high school kids for the summer. So one of those has been filled, but I have three more available. They will do a variety of things, including working with our kids' summer camp programs, helping with some of our summer monitoring. So they will spend most of their time outside.
Contact Caitlin at wesaveland.org if interested in the high school positions. Sunday, June 2nd, the first hops hunting hike will take place. Fox says they like to keep track of where the hops are because they will be making their signature beer again this fall. Kids camps will begin in June, and they have some openings still in the Little Explorers summer camp. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.